The Long Range Planning and Economic Development Commission had been seeking guidance from the Assembly on its mission, a clearer picture, if you will, of what it should be doing. After two lengthy conversations, including one last month that warranted its own special meeting, some members of the Commission and some members of the Assembly decided that it would be best to disband the group. During that January 18th special meeting, Assemblymember Tor Christensen asked the members of the Commission,
"Will you say that this Commission needs to continue?"
"No," said Commission Member Dusty Kidd, saying from what he's seen, the group doesn't have a clearly defined need or purpose. Commission Member Bob Gorman agreed, and Commission Member Jonathan Crouch didn't argue against dissolving the group, but said it was important that the Commission's function, looking long-term at the future of the city, be carried on. So that was all January 18th. Let's fast forward now to last night, when Christensen and Assemblymember Pete Esquiro sponsored an ordinance to dissolve the Long Range Planning Commission. Here's Christensen.
"We're wasting their time. I don't have a real strong dog in this fight, but I hate wasting their time. I hate wasting our time. And I hate wasting the money that's involved with it. It's not a whole lot in the picture of our budget, but it's some. It's advertising, it's secretarial, it's well, at least from the tone I got, I don't think anybody who was on the commission would be offended by this."
Deputy Mayor Larry Cruz, chairing the meeting in the mayor's absence, agreed with that, saying that when the commission formed, it had a strong and ambitious goal, but has since lost its purpose.
"Well, I'm not in favor of this."
Assemblymember Mim McConnell.
I feel like this is premature. I think that we weren't done discussing this, and there's another motion that's going to be coming up at the next assembly meeting that does put this commission to use, though with a different name."
McConnell didn't elaborate on what the motion will entail, except to say that it revolves around planning. Cruz said McConnell's idea to consider forming a different commission is a good one.
"Because right now, the only two things I see these people doing was reviewing loans, which is done maybe, one every 2 years, and then possibly looking at the comprehensive plan, which, you know, is not very frequent, even if it's done once a year. And I could see we can even do that just once a year, create a group and say, that's your job for 2 to 3 months, review it, put it together, and then you end."
The comprehensive plan is a document used to guide Sitka's long-range goals. Mayor Cheryl Westover, joining the meeting by phone from Juneau, said she thinks the planning department has done good work with the comp plan, as it's known, and that she probably will not support the formation of another commission. The vote was 5-1 in favor of disbanding, with McConnell voting no and Phyllis Hackett absent. The measure will require another reading at the next assembly meeting on February 22nd before it becomes official. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.